Speaking of flooding and everything like that, Jackson, Mississippi, the water system is failing over there. Can't produce enough water to fight the fires or to flush toilets, according to the Mississippi governor. And this is for Jackson, Mississippi. They have no safe tap water in the foreseeable future right now. It's a crisis decades in the making. Oh, boy, that's pretty vicious. Mississippi floods have prompted the National Guard deployment, and schools have moved online because of the flooding. I tell you what, that's kind of a hidden. I don't know if you say a blessing or what, but I to me, I feel it's a blessing. I feel like it's a perk, a hidden perk from the COVID pandemic, is that with schools now, it gives them options besides just shutting down. Like, oh, we can't go to school for a week or 2 weeks because this happened or that happened. Now they just move online. And so I do feel like that's an interesting nuance that has come about from the pandemic. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross, let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadway is traveling nicely throughout Pensacola. Really not seeing anything to slow you down. We do have one accident reported by FHP 29 in the northbound direction where it meets I-10 eastbound. We do have an accident and roadway is blocked. Not seeing any major slowdowns at the exit, but just keep that in mind and use some caution. Taking a look at 98, we're moving nicely throughout West Pensacola and the 3 mile bridge throughout Pensacola or throughout Gulf Breeze in Tiger Point. You'll see your everyday traffic in the eastbound direction in front of the Live Oak Nature's Preserve. If you do see something else on the roads slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, a couple more stories here for you that are top stories. President Trump's Truth social media network, if you follow this at all, you know that it is only available on Apple products, but they've been trying to get it on Android. However, now it appears that the Truth social media app is barred from the Google Play Store over content moderation concerns. The fact that they won't moderate the content? You're going to ban them? Yeah, so that's the latest there, that there's still a holdup to get Truth social network onto the Google Play Store, and this time it's from Google. COVID cases in Chicago. COVID cases among students during the first week in Chicago are triple compared to last year. Wow, that's a surprise. All right there. And then President Biden is going to give a primetime speech about the soul of the nation as voters prepare to cast midterm ballots. So, this continues as he's been saying that MAGA Republicans are, you know, a hindrance to the nation and things like that. So he's expected to give this primetime speech about the soul of the nation on Thursday outside Independence Hall in Philadelphia. And finally, at 91 years old, former Soviet Union leader Mikhail Gorbachev has passed away. At 91 years old, of course, he was the one that helped end the Cold War. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Coming up next, top trending news. Consumer confidence is at the highest level since May as gas prices started to drop and you're starting to see inflation dropping just a little bit. There's a text. It looks like consumer confidence is that because sales are up because all the preppers are buying all their doomsday materials. Oh, that's why the consumer confidence is going on. Yeah, I got you. So they're reacting because products and prices are coming down. That's because preppers are buying up everything. And then we got another one here. I saw an article online that said everybody standing side by side can fit in Jacksonville, Florida. These are the same people who think that the end of the world happens like every 10 to 15 years. Yeah, and that goes back to the story that, according to a poll, 50% of Americans believe that, 50% of people polled believe that the Earth will be uninhabitable within 500 years. And I'm like, wow, you need to get outside your little hometown. There's a lot of Earth that is habitable that we don't even touch yet. And that's what this is saying. I saw an article saying everybody, if they stood side by side, could fit in Jacksonville, Florida. I don't know if Jacksonville, Florida be it. 7 billion people is a lot of people. But, yeah, there's a lot of vacant, non-used land in the world, not just here in America, that could be inhabited that we don't even try. Not yet. And so... That's pretty hardcore to say in 500 years it's going to be completely uninhabitable. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, Bobby, you touched on it a minute ago, but reports say former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev has died at 91. Gorbachev, instrumental in taking down the Berlin Wall, of course, after some prompting from President Reagan in 1987.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And Gorbachev awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 1990 for bringing the Cold War to a peaceful end. Prosecutors in that R. Kelly federal child pornography trial resting their case today. Before that happened, though, they brought a fourth alleged victim of the singer to the witness stand. Kelly already serving 30 years in prison. President Biden today saying he's determined to see assault-style weapons banned in the U.S. He spoke live today in Pennsylvania. We carried a small portion of that speech just after 3 o'clock. The president's saying that guns are the number one killer of children in America and says kids should be learning to read, not taking part in duck and cover drills. He was, of course, calling for more gun control legislation in his speech. He'll be delivering a primetime address Thursday evening. And, Bobby, the U.S. Navy today hailing some actions that prevented Iran from capturing a U.S. sea-based drone in the Arabian Gulf. An Iranian ship apparently was towing away a U.S. drone, but was intercepted by a Navy vessel. They freed the drone from the tow line, and the Navy was able to secure it without incident. A statement from the Navy says the attempted theft of U.S. military property in international waters is typical of Iran's behavior.
Going back to the Mikhail Gorbachev situation, the whole Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall. You know, that was the story behind that. I don't know if you heard about this, but Reagan's speechwriters kept having him take that out of his speech, and he kept putting it back in. And he's like, no, I feel like it's very important. They said, nah, they were very uncomfortable with it. That kind of aggressive Mr. Gorbachev tear down this wall. And they kept pulling it out. And finally, when it came time to do the speech, he saw it wasn't in there. He just said it anyway still. One of the most memorable, I think, iconic moments of Ronald Reagan's presidency, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
And it brought down the wall eventually.
An iconic line for sure.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I remember taking my kids to go see, we went to Eureka College, which is in Illinois, and that is where Ronald Reagan, that's where he attended college. And so they actually have a whole, you know, a Ronald Reagan, you know, like dedicated section of this small college over there. And so anyway, part of it has a piece of the Berlin Wall, though. Right there in the middle of nowhere, Illinois, at Eureka College, has the a piece of the Berlin Wall. And I remember when I found that out, I took my kids over there so they could check it out and try to give them a little bit of the history pertaining to it and stuff. So that was the only time I've seen a piece of the Berlin Wall. So, all right. Sad to see Mr. Gorbachev passing away today, age 91. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf.
We do have an accident right now on I-10. This is going to be in the eastbound direction at exit 22. This is the ramp, exit ramp onto Avalon Boulevard. Got a call in with some details. The light at the exit is out. There is a deputy there on the scene, but doesn't look like they're directing traffic just yet, but got a little fender bender that happened due to those backups. So keep that in mind. Again, that's I-10 eastbound getting off at the Avalon Boulevard exit. This is going to have a small accident there, as well as the light is malfunctioning. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Coming up here next, we've got an update on, remember there was that there was a documentary being made about the Clotilda, which is the last known slave ship, and it was discovered in the Mobile River. We've got an update on when that will come out coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So Clotilda, that is the last known slave ship, and there's an award-winning documentary called Descendant that is about it. It's really about the people of Africatown over in Mobile who are descendants of the Clotilda, of the slaves who were brought in from the Clotilda. So there's been a couple of documentaries, but this is the one that's going to be on Netflix. The release date has been given. It's going to be October 21st on Netflix and in select theaters. October 21st. And it premiered at the Sundance Film Festival back in January. It won the U.S. Special Jury Award for Creative Vision. This is the one that is actually produced by Barack and Michelle Obama's production company, Higher Ground. And so it will be on October 21st if you want to check that out. I definitely do. I find it to be a fascinating story, crazy, bizarre, wild. So I definitely want to keep up with that. And we have a lot of locals who participated in that, or say locals, a lot of locals in Mobile who participated in that. All right, so we talk about cord cutting a lot. People who get rid of their cable or satellite TV and instead get all of their at-home entertainment via streaming. Well, streaming isn't the ultimate cord cutting. The actual ultimate cord cutting is digital antennas. It's getting an antenna. And according to some recent research, millennials are quote-unquote discovering antennas. And so millennials and Generation Z kids have been saving money by canceling their subscription services like Netflix and HBO Max and things like that. And instead, they're getting antennas set up for their, quote, free TV. Yeah, and so apparently that's starting to pick up to be a big thing, bigger and bigger thing amongst millennials and Generation Z. They feel like they're discovering antennas even though they've been around, like, forever. But, yeah, that's the ultimate cord cutting, I guess, is going to the digital antenna. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Stories here for you. Consumer confidence has risen for the first time in 4 months on news of cheaper gas prices and slower inflation. Mississippi flooding has prompted the National Guard deployment. Schools have moved online, and I actually just heard that Jackson State University head coach Deion Sanders said it's just wreaked havoc on their school thus far. And then Trump's Truth Social Media Network has been barred from the Google Play Store over content moderation concerns, or the lack thereof. That's right, because they're trying to say they're not going to moderate content, the Google Play Store is saying, well, in that case, we're not going to let your app be on our store. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right, your sports hit here. Starting off, Pensacola Blue Wahoos. They were off last night. They're playing tonight in Chattanooga at 6:15, a little bit earlier than they normally play. So at 6:15 in Chattanooga, and this game will be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. By the way, on Friday's game, just give you a heads up, programming note, Pensacola Blue Wahoos will be playing on Pensacola Playlist 94.5. As ESPN is going to be carrying high school football. So they'll be having high school football Friday night, so they got to move the Blue Wahoos game over to 94.5 FM. All right. So in tennis, first of all, congratulations to Serena Williams, who ended up winning her first round yesterday. Then there's some other games on ESPN and ESPN2 tonight in tennis. And right now it's men's tennis, I believe, that's playing. Hurkacz is playing Ott. And then later tonight, it'll be on ESPN at 6 o'clock. Another match at 7:30 on ESPN2. So, yeah, you can check all those out. Major League Baseball, Miami Marlins are going to be playing the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. And the Atlanta Braves are playing the Colorado Rockies. I don't believe there's any televised games for baseball tonight, though. Then in sports news, actually, I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are looking clear, not seeing any major delays. We do have some slight slowdowns on I-10 right now. This is going to be at the Avalon Boulevard exit. Really just slowing down as you're getting off of I-10 eastbound going on to Avalon Boulevard. Not too bad on the interstate, but keep that in mind. That is due to a light acting up. Other than that, we'll just see our everyday traffic. It's spotty on Davis near the interstate in the northbound direction, as well as throughout Gulf Breeze on 98. That's going to be Gulf Breeze proper, seeing some slow traffic and some patchy traffic throughout 98 on your way to Tiger Point in the eastbound direction. If you do see something else slowing you down on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call, and I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All righty. Your sports news. The New Orleans Saints have traded cornerback Gardner Johnson to the Eagles. The Washington Commanders' Brian Robinson has been released from the hospital after being shot yesterday. That was one of the stories we were covering. The Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley allegedly has been targeted by a violent street gang in Atlanta. Eesh. The Chiefs reportedly have cut veteran wide receiver Josh Gordon. Over in the NBA, the Knicks have extended RJ Barrett and have basically removed him from any trade talks for Donovan Mitchell, which probably means there will not be a trade, because the Utah Jazz are not going to want to trade Donovan Mitchell, not get some, you know, very strong and positive back. And RJ Barrett's going to be the best thing that they had to trade. And then the LA Clippers, I'm trying to see here. Let me pull this one up again. Yeah. So the LA Clippers guard, John Wall, says that he was dealing with an injury and he's dealing with family tragedies and actually contemplated suicide over the past 3 years. He had a torn Achilles tendon, deaths of family members right during the height of COVID, and was just it was just a tough place for him. And he just wanted to open up about his mental health issues that he's had in order to let other people know that it can affect anybody, even NBA stars. And then finally, LIV Golf, Cam Smith now jumping over from the PGA over to LIV Golf. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Today, Florida health officials have released a highly anticipated rule that sets the THC dosage amounts for cannabis products. It also limits supply limits on products doctors can order for medical marijuana patients. The emergency rule sets a 70-day total supply limit of 24,500 milligrams of THC for non-smokable marijuana and establishes dosage caps for different routes of administration, such as edibles, and inhalations, and tinctures. It also carries out a state law that imposed a 2.5-ounce limit on smokable marijuana purchases over a 35-day period. I have no idea how much 2.5 ounces of marijuana are and whether that will last you 35 days or not. But a lot of the things that I'm seeing pertaining to this emergency rule that was put into place for the different routes of administration and blah, 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 it isn't necessarily that people were opposed to it. It's more that they just did it as an emergency rule, which meant that there was zero input from doctors, patients, medical marijuana providers, anything. So by doing an emergency rule, they basically just subverted any public input. That's the main thing I'm seeing on this, is that most people are upset just at that fact. They're upset that they went around public opinion and just crammed us in. Rammed it in, even though most people might even agree with the limits. So that just went down today. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Going to get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. And then also, are you okay having crumbs in your bed? We'll talk about that next. Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, you remember those three puppies that were rescued from a home on West Larua Street last month? Well, they've all now found new homes, those three puppies. You remember they came from the one home. Three other puppies in the litter had passed away. Well, they were all taken to the animal shelter, the Escambia County Animal Shelter, nursed back to health, and they had a big adoption event over the last weekend. All three adopted out to new homes.
Oh, very good. Yeah, it's good to hear that when you hear whenever they do these rescues, I can be honest, they pull these rescues. We see our animal shelters are always so full. I'm thinking there's just, when they end up finding a bunch of puppies or cats or something, I'm like, oh, they're not going to be able to adopt those out. Like, there's just too many animals already available. So it's good to hear when they actually are able to get them, you know, adopted out. So that's a good story right there. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Are you okay with crumbs in the bed? Actually, let's bring David back in on this one here real quick. I get David's thoughts on this here too. Are you okay with crumbs being inside your bed?
Oh, absolutely not. I hate it. Can't have crumbs in the bed.
Crumbs in the bed.
No. Well, then you got to pull the whole sheet off and shake it on the floor. Then you got to get the broom and sweep. It's a whole process.
Yeah, I think it ruins the sleep, doesn't it? I don't know. Gracie?
I want to know who's saying, yeah, that's fine. I prefer it that way.
Well, 20% of Americans, 1 out of 5 Americans, so like, yeah, crumbs, no problem. Yeah, so 1 out of 5 Americans are okay with crumbs in the bed? How can you sleep? 33% of Americans, on the contrast, though, say it's a deal breaker. If they're like getting to know somebody, like, we are totally compatible. We think exactly alike. We have fun. We respect each other's boundaries. We have all these same beliefs. This is amazing. We have a spark. We have chemistry. And then they're like, wait a minute. Do you allow crumbs in the bed? And they're like, that's it. Forget about it. You must be lying. I don't know who you even are anymore. Allowing crumbs in the bed. That seems very weird to me.
Okay, I will say, no crumbs in the bed, obviously, but do you allow, like, you know, eating in the bed at all? Like, but you're just careful about it?
Yeah, I will allow eating in the bed. Okay. Yeah. I'll eat in the bed, but the crumbs cannot remain. If there are crumbs, they cannot remain
in the
bed.
You're not in the covers, but you're either on the foot of the bed or on it, and you're, like, being very careful.
Well,
okay.
And it depends on the type of food, too, right? Like, I mean, potato chips in bed is going to lead to crumbs, no matter how careful you are.
That's true, yes, no matter what. So you can't have the sheets open, because then you're exposing the sheets to the crumbs no matter what. It's going to happen. And you're going to, like you said, you're going to have to pull the sheet off. You know, there's work involved at that point.
So, right, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, no. Here it says, that's all you need. Wake up and have a Pop-Tart attached to you. That's more than a crumb. So what you're saying is that it's okay to eat in bed. No. Oh, and here's what it says, no to eating in bed. It's not okay to eat in bed. Another text, no to eating in bed. So, good point here. Crumbs are better than sand. We do have that problem here. Yeah. I've had that with my kids coming from the beach, go home, and they just jump on their bed. And I'm like, no. You just ruined your night's sleep now. Now we gotta take your, yeah. We got lots of no sleeping in bed and no eating in the bed text. So we're wrong on that one apparently.
Sometimes if you're having a bad day, you just have to eat your meal and watch your show. It's the recipe for.
Apparently, mom says no, and so did dad. So not allowed to do it. All right, let's get traffic on the fives at Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roads are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns. You are going to see your everyday spotty traffic on 9 Mile Road. 90 in Milton and Pace are looking good, though. You will see some slight slowdowns right around Avalon Boulevard, but nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something showing you some delays or something out of the ordinary on your drive home or out, just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio, 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Today's Sign of the Apocalypse coming up here in a couple of minutes. First, we're just talking about eating. Got a lot of people upset at the eating in bed thing. Absolutely no eating in the bed whatsoever. No eating in the bed, period. Here's one. I live on Pensacola Beach, and there's always sand in my bed. It does not bother me at all. I can't even hardly, like fall asleep in the sand.
Yeah, no. Okay, I will say this, though. I just moved to a new house, and there's a big patch of dirt right in front of our front door. So we're always tracking in dirt, and it is so hard to, like, I have to, like, scrape my feet off. Like, I keep a Lysol wipe near my bed because I have to wipe them off because there's always just, like, dirt, like, coming in. It's just not good.
Yeah, there you go.
I do like this text agreeing with me. Bad day, ice cream in the bed.
Okay. Yeah, that's basically what you were saying. That's basically what
you
were saying.
Sometimes you just need it.
Sometimes you just got to have ice cream in the bed. I was advocating for, like, I can see it being okay to eat in the bed, but honestly, I was sitting there thinking about it now. I'm like, I don't ever eat in the bed. That's just that I don't eat on the bed, in the bed, or anything. Even ice cream. Ice cream on the couch with the spoon straight in the container. Yes. That's I'm definitely guilty of that, but not on a bed. By the way, do you silently judge people? According to a pretty extensive poll, we all silently judge people. All of us do. Some of the things that they say that we do, leaving a bathroom without washing your hands. Oh, yes, definitely. If I'm in the bathroom and I see somebody going, it happens like in the airports all the time. Like going to, and I get it. You're in the airport. You're in a rush. You're trying to move things. But I'm like, no. You could take a minute. You could take a minute and wash your hands. But yeah, that's one. Another one is being nasty to service workers. When people poke fun of other people's appearances or clothes in public. When you leave an empty cup or other trash on a shelf in a store. Littering in general. Those are just things that a lot of people wrote down as things that they silently judge other people for. So there you go. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse. This is it.
Apocalypse. Yeah. All right, today's sign of the apocalypse is the Congress bought an app after the January 6th riots in order to try to help distressed staffers. It's an app, it was a meditation app in order to help them calm down. I can see this. I see this. Here's the thing. Congress spent nearly $100,000 on the meditation app. You know, there's free ones out there, but Congress went ahead and just spent $100,000 on a meditation app for their staffers. That would stress me out. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.